relationships like on the wards and for the different levels of nursing, or for and for the doctors for that matter? Was it quite hierarchical?
Oh, you never talked to the doctors.
No.
It was hierarchical, yes. I mean, if for example, someone came into the ward, one of the matrons or the assistant matrons, you had to immediately go up and say, excuse sister, please. Because sister hadn't greeted them, I suppose. And then you had to go off and get sister. If they came into the office, anyone senior than you came into the office, you were supposed to stand up if you were seated in there. That didn't usually happen.
So it was a rule but not adhered to?
It was a rule, but it was adhered to by some people would require it, you know. But most of us were really conscious that it took only 3 months and there was someone junior to you. Some people would sort of look at you and expect you to stand, but mostly, and certainly the students didn't. And most of the staff nurses, because they were in a blue uniform, so it was obvious that they were newly registered. That was in the first year. And then they went into white. They were too close to, you know, to having to be a student. So that was fine, yeah.